We will start the pray first for Tikkun HaZohar. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Astichot Miyadim Anachnu Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu V'Kedushav V'Shtecha Dorata Shtecha Aviya Shekrevtenu L'Torotecha L'Avodot Avodot HaKodesh Da'at Alochenu Kusodot Torotecha HaKedusha Ma'anu Ma'Chayenu Ma'Asher Asita Imanu Chesed Gedol Kadeh Al Ken Anachnu Mepilim L'Tachnu Lefanecha Shetimchol V'Tislach L'Kol Chatotenu V'Avotenu V'Ali Yehu Avonotenu Mavdilim Bineinu Lefanecha Ken Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu V'Lo Avotenu כונן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערן בסודות תורתך, ולמודנו זה נחת רוח, פלקת וכזה כיסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, מכל בחילתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, מאוד לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי ייתן חומה בפי ודעת ונאה לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך, אדון עצור וגועלי.
Hi everybody, we continue with the תיקוני הזוהר. I'm reading the תיקוני הזוהר for מעלות הסולם, still in קן הציפור, in verse כ' ג' I will read first the Aramaic. והוא חבו שמעון בתפילין דייד, בקשר של יד ודאוד הכתיב פרחה, חבוש עליך ובגין דהו חבוש שמעון בקלותה את מר בי, אין חבוש בתיר עצמו מבית האסורים. ושכינתה את בית האסורים דילה, בגין רחים ודילה יהוא אסור בה, ורזה דמילה צרור אמור דודי לי בן שדי ילין. So, the תיקוני הזוהר explain to us that הקדוש ברוך הוא קודש בריך הוא, you know, God, you can call it God, but of course it's a different level. When we say Kudsha Barichu, usually it's the God in the level of Ze'er Anpin. They say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chavush im Israel. God is in prison with his people, Israel. How do we know that? With tefillin shel yad, when you wrap your tefillin of the arm, on the left arm, only left arm, as I said before, Sheva Mokhin, שעל ראש הנוקבה, what is exactly the תפילין של יד? What is exactly representing the תפילין itself, the word for תפילין on the arm, is the מוכין, is the energy that the נוקבה, the female aspect of זעיר אנפין, getting. So the מוכין meaning the energy. בקשר של יד, שהוא סוד יסוד זעיר אנפין, it's יסוד of זעיר אנפין, if the תפילין זעיר אנפין, the יסוד of זעיר אנפין is the נוקבה, is the נקבה, המתאחד עם המלכות, is unite with מלכות. וזהו שכתוב, פערך חבוש עליך, משום שהוא חבוש עם ישראל בגלות. Because God is unite with us in the exile, only in the exile, you know, בעזרת השם, soon, when the temple will be built, you know, the system will be going back to a perfect structure, but right now, because of different reason, different type of misbehavior, we are no longer able to connect in the right form of the original creation. So for that reason, it's saying Masechet Brachot, it's saying the Talmud of Brachot, En chavush patir atvo bet ha'asurim. Somebody who's already a prisoner cannot release himself from the house of the prisoner. V'ashchina, and the female aspect of God, it's called Shchina, hi bet ha'asurim. What is the bet ha'asurim? What is the house where the prisoners are? Is the Shechina. Shechina. Shelo. Mishum ha'avato elea hu asur ba. Why is God has to be, why is God has to be in, specifically, in prison with everybody, with the Shechina, with the people of Israel? Simply, because ahavato elea, because he loved the Shechina, because he's in love with the Shechina. Hu asur ba. Ve'en ha'arato mishpashet b'benav lemata. And the light of the Creator cannot go from her and below. V'sod ha'davar, v'sod ha'davar, in the secret of the thing, tzarur tzor amor dodi li ben shedai alin. It's in the book of song by King Solomon, that my beloved will lean on my chest. Why specifically on my chest? To tell you that the energy will not go below that. Pirush. Now the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. Pirush. Bizman aliyat palchut lebina. When the malchut is elevated to bina, as we explained it so many times, you know, tzimtzum bet. Besot tikun hakavim. What's the purpose of Malchut supposed to go up to Bina? What's the reason for that? Amshachat ha-chasadim al-edem asach de-cherik, because we have to correct, because left column is only drawing the energy from above to below, which is strong energy, and right column from below to above, and they not unite. So we have to unite that two system. The way we unite them, it's called, we're creating something called masach de-cherik, and then we can reveal the light. So if we want to unite the two columns, what we need to do? Remove the Gemel Rishonot, remove Keter Chumah Bina of the left column, and unite it with the right column. In the time of the exile that we are in it now, the Malchut is going up to Bina, which is the Dinim, the judgment going up to Bina. There's many reasons why Malchut go up to Bina. Here, he said the reasoning, mechamat ha-chataim, because of the sin, because of the negativity that we created. Malchut has to go to Bina, because we live in Malchut, so more there is negativity, more problem there will be. But why is that? Why she need to go there? She malchut olah lebina, mechamat ha-chataim, b'kdeh la'alib et gar shela, shelo tov bina shumar al ha-tachtonim. Why? Because you have to remember, the left column has the most amount of light. And the Gimel Rishonot of the left columns are very powerful. We don't want the Tachtonim, the belower, the negative forces to receive any type of nourishment from that, what we call Gimel Rishonot, Keter Chumah Bina, of the left column. We don't want it. So we elevate Malchut up. Ubina v'teferet Malchut, shel kol ha-madrgot noflim l'manat ha-madrgatam. But once you bring the Dinim, the judgment into Bina, once you bring Malchut up into Bina, What end up happening? What end up happening, all the komot, all the koma, all the levels become different, become shorter. Because wherever Malchut gonna go, it's gonna create a soft, gonna create an end. So now what happened, you have the Bina, Zeran Pina Malchut, are not in the same level that they were before. When I say Bina Tiferet Malchut, in every level, the Bina Tiferet Malchut of Chokhmah too. אז נאמר, אין החבוש שהוא זה רמפינה, כשהוא מלכות בתירת חום בצורה. For that reason, it say, the חבוש, the prisoner, which is זה רמפין, which is attached to the מלכות, cannot release himself from prison. So what to do? צריכים לעלות מים נוקבים, how do we deal with it? We have to elevate energy from below. How? על ידי מצוות ומעשים טובים. By doing מצווה, by doing a precept of goodness that's written in the Torah, that has to do with the 613 precept, ma'asim tovim, good deed, b'tshuva shlema, with all full repentance, v'lamshich ha'mochin degar mebina, shusot cherut. And that's the way we can order the mochin, the energy from bina, that represent freedom. So the freedom coming by us creating accessibility, ability, maybe, that's the word, for that energy to dwell in this world, so that's the way we're going to get all that system in the exile out of prison. שעושות חירות, ואז נאמר הכתוב לאמור לאסורים, צאו לאשר בחושר הגלו. ומשהו זה מי שרוצה להשיג את המלך, so for that reason, whoever want to reach to Zeher Anpin, which is called the king, אין לו רשות להשיג אותו, אלא בשכינה שהיא מלכות. The only way can reach the king, you have to do it through the Shechina, through the Malchut. Ki erech hasagat zer anpin klapei hasagat anugva, uk erech gar klapei vak. Why is that? So tell us the Tikkuni HaZohar, why we have to use the Malchut if we want to reach the zer anpin? Because the way you capture, the way you understand, the way you grasp zer anpin, relating to the nugva, relating to the Malchut, relating to the female, is equal ki erech gar klepe vak, is like Gimel Rishonot and Vav Ktzavot. Gimel Rishonot is Keter Chumah Bina, Vav Ktzavot is Chesed Tvura Tiferet Netzachot Yesod, after we took the head off. Why is that similar? Because that's upper and that's lower. ולכן, כיוון שהמוחים נמשכים על ידי הנוקבה, נמשכים רק Vav Ktzavot דרך חוכמה. And we know the left column after the מסך דחריק, after צמצום בית, what happened? We only have six ending, כל Vav Ktzavot. So because המוחים נמשכים על ידי הנוקבה, נמשכים רק וף קצוות דחוכמה. So now, because we took the head off, we took the Gimel Rishonot off, what stay? וף קצוות. So we no longer have the light of wisdom come in the right direction, not right direction, right way. So we have light of wisdom coming through the Vav Tzavot. Veshel amar al itallel, ki bezot, ki balchut nikret zot. So why is it, there is a verse that Rabban don't bring here, al itallel choger kemfateach, it's from the Nevi'im, ki im bezot itallel, and only in that way a person should be proud, but they use the word zot. Malchut nikret zot, malchut, when you say the word zot, min malchut. Aaron, שנכנס לקודש, when Aaron went to the holiness, doing Yom Kippur, the holy of holies, Yom Kippur, בשכינה היה נכנס. To reach God, to reach the Anpin, you have to use the שכינה, שכתוב, ואל יבוא בכל העת אל הקודש. It say, Aaron cannot come in any time he want to the holiness. בזאת יבוא Aaron לקודש. Right after that, the verse say, with that, Aaron can come to the holiness, but use the word בזאת. כי השכינה שנקרא עת, היא עת לעשות להשם. And because the שכינה that we call it עת, the time, the right time, it's coming for the word, it's time to do good thing. And of course, when we use the word בזאת, it also mean that that's the way it's going to go, which is the שכינה as well. ומשה and Moses, בשביל השכינה שהלכי לישראל, what did he give as a gift to the Bnei Israel, to the Israelite? The Shekhinah. הוא קיים בעולם, כמו שלמר חזל התפשטו בית המשה בכל דרה ודרה. Like חזל is telling us that משה רבנו exist in every generation, never left. וזה שלמר, וזאת הברכה. If you remember the last parasha, וזאת הברכה, אשר, you know, זאת הברכה. He does, this is the blessing, it could be, וזה הברכה. It's, וזאת, זאת is נקבה, is female, זאת. connect to שכינה. הוא בא עשה 10 מכות לפרו, also the same זאת, the same שכינה, the 10 plagues that Pharaoh has to go to, came from there. זה שנאמר, אולי בעבור זאת, עמדתיך ויעקב משום ש... and with that, זאת, משה רבנו was controlling the Egyptian. יעקב, and what about Yaakov? משום שהיה יודע שכל רצון המלך הוא בא, Yaakov knew that the all what Zer and Pin want is the שכינה, ציווה לבניו, איתו, he commanded his children, שלא ייכנסו לפני המלך אל הבא. He said, do not enter the king, meaning Zer and Pin, meaning God, meaning you, the קודש הבריך הוא יתקבבקי. If you want to go to the king, you have to use the שכינה. משאלותיהם בתפילות בקשה לבלך שיהיו בעד ושבוע וזאת אשר דיבר להם אביהם. And if you look at the parasha, that Yaakov talked to his children, וזאת אשר דיבר להם. And that's the way he spoke to them. But he used the word זאת. What about King David? ודוד, משום שהיה יודע שכל רצון וכוח ותוקף המלך הוא בא, he knew also that the only way you could connect to the king, you connect to God, you connect to Zer and Pin, is through the שכינה. אמר, אם תחנה, בזאת אני בוטח. He said, whatever I'm going to the war, whatever I'm going to a tough time, בזאת אני בוטח. In this, I'm trusting. What is you trusting? בזאת. The word בזאת, בזאת. He doesn't say בזה, בזאת. זאת מין דה שכינה. Only this I trust. שנאמר עליה מלכותו בכל בשאלה, ומי לי שלא שט ליבול גם לזאת, כמו שנאמר אצל פרו, עליו נאמר וכסילה יבין את זאת. And whoever not follow the order of truly understanding that only through Zot you can draw the Shekhinah, it say, Uksil lo yavin et Zot. And a stupid person will never understand that. Now why say stupid? Because if you don't understand that that's the only way you can connect, it's dumb, it's stupid. And who is it saying about? Paro, Pharaoh. משום זה, שאי אפשר לבוא אל המלך אלא על ידה. For that reason, every time you want to connect to the king, every time you want to connect to the Lord, every time you want to connect to the creator, Yitkevavke, Kodesh Barichu, you have to go to her. כשישראל מבקשים בקשה למלך, הם אומרים לה, when the Israelites are asking different things from the king, what did they say to the שכינה? Ana alach dodech. We say in the song of Shir HaShirim, from King Solomon, Ana alach dodech, where is your beloved went? שנאמר, ברך דודי, And she answered, if you know the Shir HaShirim from King Solomon, נאמר, בוא ברח דודי, my uncle or my beloved or my friend ran away. אנה פנה דודך? And they ask, אנה פנה דודך? Where did he go to? ונבקשנו מעמך, and we will ask him to come for you. בכמה בקשות של תפילות בקשות, and we are begging, especially on Friday night, we're saying it, we are begging, with praying and requirement from her, כי בשבילך הוא יורד ושורה לנו. Only through you, we said to the שכינה, the creator come down to be with us, ולא זז מאיתנו, never left us. כלומר שלא נסתלק מאיתנו, אלא בשום שלא נהגנו הכבוד בך. The only time that God leave you alone, is if you disrespect the שכינה. כי בשביל המלכות, הוא אסור עמנו כל ששת הימים. Because of the מלכות, God agreed to be with us as a prisoners for 6 days. היינו בבות החול, during the days of the week, שיש לי את הלחיצונים, that there is control, there is some touch to the dark side, ויכולים לנהוג מן שפע המוחין של המלכות. And they allowed to take some energy, some light from the מלכות. ולכן אינו בעיר בערת חוכמה. For that reason, it doesn't give her light of wisdom, which is the left column of מלכות. Why? Because then that light will go to the dark side. זה שנאמר, יש סגור שש דמי המסיר, ביום השבת ייפתח. If you remember from the הפטרה, it will close, the place will be closed 6 days. ביום השבת ייפתח, and on your Saturday, it will open. That relate to the type of light that it's coming. Meaning the 6 day of the week, no light of wisdom. On Shabbat, light of wisdom is appear. שכך הוא שהשכינה הסתובה עמו בימות החול, כששושנה שהתומה וסגורה. It's almost like some people say it's a rose, but it's not a rose, it's a lilach. Lilach?
Lilach.
Lilach, if you ever see the flower, it's when you buy it in the beginning, it's closed, but then it's open. So the lilach, which is the שכינה, is closed, you know, the way or day of the week, but it's open. And no coincidence that the Lailach have exactly as the Zohar say in the Akdama, six, Ale Koteret, how you say Ale Koteret?
One. Petals.
Huh?
Petals.
Petals, and in the middle you have one stem. I don't know if you ever saw it, it's beautiful. It's exactly six and one, which is the Shechina, the six Ktzavot and the one Shechina. Or by Yom HaShabbat, but on Shabbat, by Yom HaChodesh and Rosh Chodesh, by Yavim Tovim and Holiday, Shaz Zachar V'Nekva Olim Le'Abba V'Ima, then what happened exactly in Shabbat, what happened exactly in a holiday, Yamim Tovim, the female and male go up, Le'aba V'ima, they go one level up, so they become from daughter and son into father and mother, שמשם אין יניקה לחיצונים לקליפות. In that level, the dark side, the קליפות cannot touch, they're not allowed to touch that far. נפתחת המלכות, and מלכות can open like a flower, לקבל ריחות ופסמים, to receive smells and perfume, ולהנחיל נפשות תענוגים לבם, and then to give to all the souls pleasure to the children. Who is the children? זכר ונוגבה, שהם נשמות הצדיקים. Who is the children? The soul of the righteous people. The soul of the righteous people. אוי להם לבני אדם, war for those people, שהקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא עוזר, אמפין אסור המאה בגלות, war for those people that God is choose to be a prisoner with them in the exile, והשכינה שהיא מלכות אסורה עמהם, and the שכינה, which is מלכות with them, ולמדנו בה במסכת ברכות, אין חבוש מדירת עצמו בבית האסורים. And we study that God is not releasing himself from prison, that it's up to us with our good doing, we can make a change. וגאולה שלה, what do we do to make sure that the קודש הבריך הוא, that the זרמפין is okay, that the שכינה is okay, the מלכות is okay? תשובה, repentance. אם האם העליונה, היינו בינה תלויה בידיהם. So the mother, our שכינה depends on the people who do תשובה. היינו להעלות את מלכות לבינה, so we can put מלכות back to בינה, בסוד תיקון הקווים, so we can make the three column system, as we explained many times, ש-50 שערים של חירות הבאה, and then בינה is 50 gate of freedom, that's why you have the jubilee, okay? תהיינו 50 שערי בינה, נגד 50 פעמים שנזכר יציאת מצרים בתורה, how many time you have the world, the Egypt and the Torah? 50. Why 50? Why not 44? Why not 102? 50 is בינה, which means you know, I give you the freedom always. זהו שלמר ואיפל קובקו. And that's why I say it, but Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, when he was about to kill the Egyptian, the Vayefen Kovako, Vayar Ki En Ish. He was looking to this side, he was looking to this side, and so there is nobody, and Vayachet HaMitzrin, he killed the Egyptian with words. But Kovako, the word Ko, one Ko is 25, and another Ko is another 25. Be'elu 50 Otiyot Shebeachdim Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is that 25-25? That special yichud, special pray that we are doing for the Creator, bet pamim bekol yom, two times a day, v'omrim Shema Yisrael. We're supposed to do the Shema two times. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, how many letters? 25, go. Shesh bahem kafei otiyot, kafei otiyot. And you also have Baruch Shem, also kafei otiyot. V'yar ken ish yorer la labina shter. So what does that mean when Moshe Rabbeinu say, v'yifen ko v'ko v'yar ken ish? He look here and he look here, and so there is nobody there. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu realizes if he doesn't do it, nobody else will do it.